This is KUOW. I'm Joshua McNichols. Today on KUOW Presents, we heard an episode of 99% Invisible that was all about Esperanto. That's the designed language that many people, when it was first created, thought could bring world peace about, because if we all spoke the same universal language, we would understand each other and there'd be no misunderstandings that led to war. Well, July 26th, that's a Friday, is World Esperanto Day. The language is still going strong, and there's a club in Seattle that is an Esperanto club where you can go and speak Esperanto with other people. I spoke to Leland Ross. He's one of the club members, and he's one of the few that are left that are not going to Reykjavik, Iceland next week to celebrate World Esperanto Day. I asked Leland what he'd be doing to celebrate the big day.
Mi povas veni al mia hejmo kaj frue en la mateno, ĉar mi devos labori tiun tagon, kaj ni povas saluti la pacfoston en la antaŭkorto. You can come to my home early because I will have to work that day, and we can greet the peace pole in our front yard.
Great. Is that a traditional Esperanto Day celebration, greeting the peace pole?
Not necessarily, but peace poles and Esperanto are somewhat ideologically related. Esperanto is intended to promote international understanding and peace and so on, and peace poles say on them, in usually more than one language, "May peace prevail on earth." We have one in our front yard which actually has 16 languages on it, including Esperanto.
Esperanto's heyday in Seattle was probably a couple decades ago, right? I mean,
well,
that's the height of its popularity.
We're probably doing better now than we ever have, and that's probably true of Esperanto worldwide also. It has flourished under the nourishment of the Internet. It used to be that if you lived in a place like, well, not Seattle, but say Bozeman, Montana or something, you wanted to learn Esperanto, you had to learn it by yourself, and then you had to send a letter to somebody and wait 3 weeks hoping that they would reply. And now you hop online and there's chat rooms where you can talk to people in Congo or Thailand or whatever instantaneously in Esperanto. So it's really doing remarkably well at this point.
Now, you work at Metropolitan Market there on Queen Anne, right?
Right.
Are you always listening for little traces of Esperanto around you while you're working in the grocery store?
Not really. I know that that would distract me from my work and would probably make me a less efficient employee. But if Esperanto happened to pop into view, I would certainly immediately speak it.
All right. Well, thanks for your time and thanks for your story.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Leland Ross of the Seattle Esperanto Society. If you happen to shop at Metropolitan Market on Queen Anne on July 26th, that's a Friday, be sure to say salutan to any of the employees that cross your path. Most of them will probably look confused when you say this, but if one of them lights up with joy and enthusiasm, you'll know you've met Leland Ross. If you're nice, maybe he'll tell you about the time Esperanto saved his life.
Have you ever been in the Alps in winter and not been able to figure out where you were going to spend the night?
Well,
it felt like it saved my life. I don't know, you know, that I would have died. In fact, I probably would have ended up in a nice cozy jail cell.
For KUOW, I'm Joshua McNichols.